Long Spoon Lane by Anne Perry. Dedication. T.K. Chapter 1. The hansom cab lurched around the corner, throwing Pitt forward almost onto his knees. Victor Narroway, his companion, swore. Pitt regained his balance as they gathered speed towards Aldgate and Whitechapel High Street. The horse's hooves struck hard on the cobbles, and ahead of them traffic was scattering out of the way. Thank heaven this early there was little enough of it. A few costermongers' carts with fruit and vegetables, a brewer's dray, goods wagons, and one horse-drawn omnibus.
Right! Narroway shouted at the driver. Commercial Road! It's faster!
The driver obeyed without answering. It was 15 minutes before 6 on a summer morning, and there were already labourers, hawkers, tradesmen, and domestic servants about. Please heaven they would be in Myrtle Street before 6 o'clock. Pitt felt as if his heart were beating in his throat. The call had come just over half an hour ago, but it felt like an eternity. The telephone had woken him, and he had gone racing downstairs in his nightshirt. Narroway's voice had been crackly and breathless on the other end.
I've sent a cab for you. Meet me on Cornhill, north side, outside the Royal Exchange, immediately. Anarchists are going to bomb a house on Myrtle Street.
Then he had hung up without waiting for a reply, leaving Pitt to go back upstairs and tell Charlotte before he scrambled into his clothes. She had run downstairs and fetched him a glass of milk and a slice of bread, but there had been no time for tea. He had stood a cold, impatient 5 minutes on the pavement outside the Royal Exchange until Narroway's cab arrived and slithered to a halt. Then the driver's long whip snaked out and urged the horse forward again, even before Pitt had fallen into the other seat.